One of the things I believe that people need to understand, whether it's with their retirement planning or whether it's just wealth building in general, is understanding the difference between appreciating assets and depreciating assets, understanding the difference between income-producing assets and non-income-producing assets. A lot of times when I'm talking with real estate investors, I've seen real estate investors that have bought vacant property, just raw land, and they say, well, no, I'm banking on the fact that it's going to go up. Well, some land will go up. Key is you've got to be able to service that debt during that time, because if you can't, there's no income that's coming in off of raw land typically. I mean, you may have certain things, if it's a parking lot or maybe you've got cattle grazing on that land, but you start looking at it, you've got to factor those things in. It's the same thing about your retirement assets. What type of return, and this is one of the things in the workbook, it asks, what type of return are you going to need to generate in order to produce this type of income? Now, here's a question that it asks, how long are you planning to live? You know, it asks that question right after, you know, when are you planning to retire? Because if you're planning to retire at age 60 and you're planning on living it to age 80, that's 20 years that you've got to provide for yourself. And there are some great retirement calculators available out there. And we give some resources in the workbook on some retirement calculators that demonstrate how much money you're going to need, what type of return you're going to need, because you got to factor in taxes on this as well. And see, the other thing that people don't factor in, they live a lot longer, and then if you've paid off your house, well, for most people, the only real tax deduction that they get is the interest on their mortgage. They get that mortgage interest deduction, and that's basically it, maybe some charitable contributions. But then if they lose that, now all of a sudden they're going to have a lot bigger tax hit than they had earlier on. So they've got to factor that in as well. So you've got to look at all of these things in their totality to make sure that you are properly prepared, because